I said 2 o'clock, didn't I? Yeah, I think I said 2 o'clock. Murray, he'll turn up. Nothing to worry about. Maybe I shouldn't have said to meet up here at the bookstore. So many books. So little money. Oh, it is so tempting to buy another book. Yeah. He'll turn up. You just got to wait. He'll turn up. Hi. No, you're not late. I'm just a bit early. I don't think my invitation was very clear. 'Cause I said coffee at 2, and I said we'd meet up here, so you wouldn't know if we're gonna go have coffee at 2 or meet up at 2. Yeah, you're right. We should get going. Oh, is it raining? Oh, just started. Would you like to share my umbrella? I know you're prepared. I mean, you're wearing a raincoat after all. But would you want to share my umbrella? Yeah, sure. You're going to have to hold it because I'm pretty short in comparison to you, and I'd have to stand on my tiptoes if I was to shelter the both of us from the rain, so would you mind holding the umbrella for me? Here, thanks. Oh, right, yeah, the coffee shop's down the street. It's this way. Are you warm enough? I'm only asking because you look a little chilly. But would you like to borrow my scarf? No, I assure you I'm warm enough. I'm wearing 2 or 3 jumpers underneath this coat. Here, stop. I'll put it around your neck. It sort of suits you. Oh, nice and snug now, huh? Yep, it's just down the street. Sorry. I've got short legs. It means I have to take more strides to keep up with you. Yeah, we're going off in the right direction. Just down here, around this corner. No, you're not walking too fast. I'm just really, really slow at walking. You want me to what? Hold on to you. Where do you want me to hold on to? Your sleeve. You want me to tug at your sleeve? Like this? I don't want you to drag me. It's fine. Okay then. Wow, it's pretty pouring it down now. Luckily we're here now. After you? No. After you. You don't have to open. Okay, you do have a good point. You are holding the umbrella. Thank you. You can put the umbrella over here. Should I find somewhere to sit, or do you think we should order first? Yeah, you're right. I don't know how you like your coffee. We'll go join the queue. Do I come here often? Not really. I only recently discovered it. And it's a place I like to go after buying some books, and I like being able to curl up with a good book and a hot drink. I don't actually drink coffee. Yeah, I know I invited you to come for a cup of coffee, even though I don't drink it myself. But it sounds bitter. It doesn't sound right to ask, would you want to get a cup of tea with me? Because I don't know if you prefer tea or coffee, so the default question would be, would you like to get a cup of coffee with me? What do I drink? Well, I do drink tea. But in the tea versus coffee debate, I'm more of a hot chocolate kind of girl. No, you go first. Yes, I insist. You go first. You're the guest. But I'll have a hot chocolate and he'll have a you'd like to pay for both of our drinks. Are you sure? Okay. If you insist that you pay. You'd like to carry the drinks too. Okay. Shall I find us somewhere to sit? Somewhere not too far. How about that corner over there? Looks cozy and it's got a good view from outside. Yeah. Okay. We'll go have a seat. Let me just take my jacket off before I take my seat. Thank you. Where are my manners? I haven't even asked you for your name yet. I'm Mako. Yeah. Like the shark. And the very various other Makos. And you are? It's very nice to meet you. How's your coffee? Right, you haven't even had a sip yet. I'll wait. How's your coffee? Good? How's my hot chocolate? Yep, it's pretty good too. So, I guess you could ask me anything you want, if you'd like, or I could ask you a few questions. No, not like an interrogation, but more like a you ask a question, I ask a question, that sort of thing. Okay, I'll start with the obvious question. What's your favorite color? That is a pretty color. What's my favorite color? You know the color of the sky when the sun sets? That's my favorite color. The mixture of red, orange, and pink in the sky. It's a really, really pretty color. Yeah, I know. Such a complicated answer. Okay. What's your favorite time of the day? My favorite time of the day is twilight, when the sun begins to set, and you can watch the sun sink in the horizon, and it's just the sky looks so beautiful, and you can see the sun sink behind the horizon, and everything silhouettes. Yeah, it was a vague question. I guess you could have given me a time of the day, like a specific time, like 12 o'clock or something like that, but again, vague question. Do you have any siblings? Yeah, I have one sibling, a younger brother. Have I told you you look handsome? I've mentioned it. I'd like to mention it again. You really do look handsome. Especially caught in the rain a little. Because the rain droplets sort of cling onto your beard. Kind of like how they're still clinging onto your beard right now. Yeah, I guess you could brush the raindrops away. What have I recently been reading? This Is Your Brain on Music, Understanding a Human Obsession by Daniel Levitin. I think that's how you pronounce his surname. I think it's either Spanish or Argentinian surname. I can't remember. Basically, it goes into detail about components of music and then tries to tie these musical components with science, and he tries to make sense of the connection between music and the effects it has on the cognitive and emotional physiological state of humans. Yeah, it's really fascinating. How about you? Are you reading anything? Marco, don't talk too much. I've done a bit of talking today, so I really like to listen to you talk. Yeah, you can tell me if you have any hobbies or any activities you tend to enjoy doing. You want to know what hobbies I have? Reading, doodling. Just a lot of reading, I guess. I also liked rollerblading. Yeah, I really like rollerblading. I also like cycling long distances. Yeah, I like the way my thighs ache after a really long cycle. Maybe you and I could go cycling sometime. I have one on my face. Where? You could have just told me I had a milk stash. Wouldn't be as fun. I guess you're right. You have a really, really nice smile. Yeah, really handsome. Do you have any pets? I don't have any pets, unless you include plants. Because in that case, I have two cactuses. Or cacti, whichever you prefer. Do my cactuses have names? No, I haven't named my cactuses. Why do you think I should name my cactuses? You haven't even met my cactuses. Would you like to?